Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
We continue our conversations and very happy to take your calls 086-000-00959 as well as those voice notes on 063-688-0959. The EFF also has a position on what is happening in Gauteng. On the line with us is Nkululeko Dunga, who is EFF Gauteng leader. Thank you so much, Mr. Dunga, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening to you, Mr. Tim, and good evening to the listeners of IFM.
Your position as the EFF on what is happening currently in the fight for positions in the province?
Yeah, look, I think it's an unnecessary delay because genuinely would really like to get to the crux of the matter in terms of holding people to account and really having a functioning state. Everyone is in limbo, or literally on autopilot, even though that there is a premier. A premier still requires the executive to carry out fully his mandate and responsibility. You know, you would have seen just the other day where he was even questioning in the public domain the writing of a letter in terms of the Nasisipani program and so forth. And we really firmly believe that if there was an executive and someone to be held to account, there would be better mechanisms to deal with matters of governance at the level that we serve. And obviously, even with ourselves as the EFF and the EFF caucus, it makes it difficult for us to really deploy our members of the provincial legislature to respective oversights on the basis that we still don't have an executive.
We are aware that the EFF had talks with the ANC around their relationship in the GNU level, at national level, up until the very last minute. Did that happen also at the provincial level? Are you in talks with Banyaza Lusufi, for instance, about what can happen in the province?
We've obviously interacted and had a conversation with the ANC, and we have made our intentions very clear, you know, in terms of wanting to form part of government. But at the basis of the forming part of government is on the basis that we have a well-coordinated program of action that speaks as well to the ideological perspective of the economic freedom fighters, their over and above positions. And the second and most fundamental point as well is that would never form part of any government that would be inclusive of the racist Democratic Alliance and the Freedom Front Plus. And, you know, we've continuously as well tried to give a reflection that this is not a government of national unity, nor is it a government of provincial unity, which encompasses the views and the aspirations of the will of the people. And we say this on the basis that even the leader of the DA today, if you listened to the press briefing, they kept on speaking of what they would have termed a coalition government between the ANC and the DA, because when they speak of proportional representation, they speak of proportional representation amongst themselves and the dissemination of that proportion between 28 and 22 seats in the provincial legislature, which is a reflection of the DA and ANC. And from then on, say that they can then disseminate the responsibilities to other political parties if they see fit to include them as part of the agreement. And that just tells us that we're in a coalition government of the, or at least engagement of the DA and the ANC, due to obviously the fallout that might have arisen with ourselves and the ANC. But I mean, we have a cordial relationship with the leadership, particularly of the ANC in the province, and the only perspective that we can give now outside of not having had a solid agreement with the ANC at a provincial level would be that there has obviously been the interference, rather, without lack of a better word, from the national leadership.
Are you concerned that whatever agreement they come to will affect local government, municipalities?
We are confident enough to be to still be able to identify that although all the spheres of government coexist, that there is some level of independency throughout all the different spheres of government, and the dynamics of the local governance are completely and vastly different to those of the province and should not have that much of an impact. However, I mean, we can't really speak of the shadow engagements that the ANC and the DA would have agreed and come to terms with, but holding true to the principles of having constituted a government, particularly with the ANC in terms of co-governance in the municipalities in Gauteng, we still hold firmly to the view that our agreements and engagements with them stand.
Yeah, I mean, as you say, you know, obviously, theoretically, they should be all independent, but these are relationships. And often we've seen that the province got quite involved in matters of local government at a municipal level.
No, well, look, I mean, if we are to use that yardstick in, of government of the coalition, of the grand coalition,
let's term it correctly, yes.
You know, would be it's constituted
at the national level, you mean, right?
Yeah, okay.
It's
constituted at national level, including the IFP and the Patriotic Alliance and many other political parties.
Yes.
If you are to take it down to the province, you find a slightly different configuration thereof in KZN. And if you are to then look at the Northern Cape as well, it's a completely different outcome. So we are of the firm belief, having looked at that analysis at least, that, I mean, even with what the DA and the ANC are going through in Gauteng is a completely different dynamic to what National has gone through and the other two provinces, would then dictate that perhaps, just maybe, from their engagements, it will require a separate arrangement and engagement. And, you know, having also, you would be able to reference to even what Helen Zille was saying earlier on, and saying that if they have a trust deficit with the ANC at this level at this time, perhaps it's not yet time for them to really engage on local government dynamics, which tells us that perhaps that conversation has not yet arose. And if it does arise, the principle amongst themselves, at least with the statement of intent that they keep referring to, would be that they would have to relegate the responsibilities of power and administration of governance in the city of Tshwane to the ANC.
So we hear now, and there isn't real movement from where we're sitting. I mean, they don't seem to be giving us a clear answer about what's happening, or at least maybe we'll hear tomorrow. Are you having concurrent discussions with this leadership?
From time to time, we'd always have interactions with political parties, more especially the ANC, because not only do we share more or less the same constituency base, but we also have a cordial relationship with them that we have never hidden, you know, from society, more especially because of the configuration of and the establishment of the co-governance principles across many of the municipalities in Gauteng. So we have interacted and we have made our intentions clear in terms of the standing of the economic freedom fighters, and we have left it at that. What we are seeing now are just mere theoretics from both parties, by the way.
In this way, Mr. Dunga, I understand what you're saying. You have conversations from time to time. You are in more ways more alike than you are different. But what I'm saying and I'm asking is that at this very moment, as I imagine, all parties, from what we've discussed, are weighing their options. Are you having concurrent conversations with the ANC? I know you have no interest in having a conversation with the DA, but are you having a conversation with them as we speak right now?
In reference to the establishment of government.
Correct, as we speak, because, you know, they seem to be at an impasse. They seem to be threatening to leave and walk away. And in which case, if they do, they would have to then negotiate with other political parties. And I'm asking the question, are you having those conversations on the side right now?
Perhaps that's the perception that has been created by them. As we have said,
yes.
we have more than many times alluded to what our position is.
Yes.
And we do speak. I mean, it is of great concern, even at this point, that we still don't have an executive. I mean, we're the only province that are still lying without an executive composed.
Mm.
And we have added those concerns to the ANC, and that's one of the conversations that we've been having with them to say, take a decision. I mean, ultimately, the discretion of the allocation of members of the executive committee of the premier lies within the powers and the duties and functions of the premier himself, you know. So we have made it very clear that just take a decision and let's move forward. As to whether that decision is in favor of the EFF or in favor of the grand coalition that they have been subjected to at national level, we are yet to find out ourselves and leave that to the premier.
I guess we'll see tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow this time you'll be MEC something something. Who knows? Kulalema Tunga, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate you talking to us. He's the leader of the EFF in Gauteng. Let's take a few of those voice notes. I see them coming through. Take a listen.
Look, I'm hearing the conversations and stuff. These people are not decisive. Our kids' lives are on the line here. They're worried about their own paychecks. I don't know, Simango is talking here, ANC is talking, the MK, whoever. Some of us don't even give a crap about any politics. Our kids' lives, that's what they need to do. They must be safe. We don't care which Nkuluma kanjani, make it safe. They must make sure that there's education so that they don't steal from other people.
Ospimelo, no, DA, they shouldn't come and play real. Why is the DA negotiating on behalf of other parties? Like now, because IFP have bent over backwards for them in KZN, now they want to include IFP here in Gauteng. While when I look at the numbers, IFP is number 9. Oh, come on, man. They must say exactly that. They walked out of the talks because Panyaza has included other parties, including the EFF. So they must be truthful that they are not happy because Panyaza has included EFF, so they can't negotiate for number 9 and for one seat. Oh, come on, let's not play. This is not a crutch.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.